You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Undisclosed Starbucks somewhere in Seoul, it's Seoul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host Carl, and with me today are my co-hosts Jennifer and Joe.
Oh, hey.
Hello. Jennifer.
How you doing there, Joe?
I'm enjoying some buttery, pecan-y goodness from Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer quite kindly made some, I call them pecans. Pecans.
Pecans.
Pecan
pralines.
Pralines.
No, it's pralines. You call them pralines, I call them pralines.
Because you're wrong.
Yeah, pralines. They're really good. They're super sweet.
Yeah, well, yeah. The ingredients are cream, butter, sugar, and nuts.
All right.
The end.
Dang.
That's one of those things, like, I was almost, again, getting the recipe from you, and I'm like, oh, I'd make these for my coworkers, but then I'm like, since it's not wrapped in a hot dog, or it's not wrapping a hot dog, they wouldn't like it. They go, oh, that's too sweet. But if you threw a hot dog in there and squirted on some ketchup, they'd be like, oh, Carl, you are a master. Where do you learn such cooking techniques?
Now I wish I had some coffee with this. This is amazing.
Oh, man. That's really good.
If you have to follow the directions absolutely exactly, or it won't set up.
Okay.
And you have to work really fast when it's done, because it starts setting immediately.
That's next weekend's project.
This is in compensation for Rosa not being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rosa was supposed to come.
I thought she was supposed to come.
She's not a girl. She's not a Girl Scout leader. Her friend is. Her friend is?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. But anyways, Rosa was like, you know, pushing cookies, Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to push those hard. You know, nobody wants to buy them.
Yeah. I didn't turn my order in. Is it too late?
Oh.
Do it today.
Okay.
Man. Well, I ordered like 10 boxes.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm like, give me 10. I want 10 boxes.
Now, all those ones she had on the list are available here?
The revised list that she sent. The tagalongs were available.
Okay, because I heard that someone said only chocolate and vanilla were available in the past.
No, no, no.
That's the Canadian Girl Scout cookies. Which you would call Girl Guide.
They don't have access to peanut butter.
We would call Girl Guide cookies. But yeah, there's just chocolate vanilla.
The main ones were available. There's a couple of the...
Well, tagalongs go in and out all the time. Sometimes they're available, sometimes they're not. They're just my secret. They're just my favorites.
Wow. I can't figure out why, because like America... You know, you come to America, you go to America, and the Girl Scouts are selling, like, there's, like, 18 different varieties. In Canada, I mean, maybe they've changed in recent years, but, I mean, for the last 3 decades, it's been vanilla and chocolate. You don't even get a choice. Like, there's one chocolate row, one vanilla row.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah. And they're not really that good. They're kind of just dry and, you know.
Whereas Girl Scout cookies...
Yeah.
You would knock over your granny for some good Girl Scout cookies.
More reason in Canada to turn to beer and hockey.
Exactly. And poutine.
And poutine.
Oh, all right. Our snack of the week. I thought this is what you were going to bring, Jennifer. But so I bought it. I tried to scoop you, but it's not quite what you bought. It's called the home run ball.
Home run balls.
Home run
balls. Home run balls, they look exactly like concho. So I'm just going to think that it's a different brand.
All right. Okay. And so it's kind of like a little... Well, let's open it up and find out. Ooh, I opened this really easily.
That's cheese. I want cheese.
You want the cheese? It smells quite cheesy, actually.
All right.
Okay, you have to be the guinea pig. Because I thought that was orange flavored, and I was kind of excited. Well, and then I saw cheese.
It's kind of like a puff pastry.
It's sweet.
With
Oh, it's sweet.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, why, Lord, why?
Ooh. Oh, it's definitely like one of those like.
It tastes a lot, almost like the pizza cheese, you know, those combos, the pizza flavor combos, that fake cheese in there. That's a little sweet, but this is sweeter than that sweet.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
If you go to
give me the chocolate so I can get that out of my mouth.
You go to the Lotte department store. You know that beard papa?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of like a...
Thank you.
Oh, what are they? What
oh,
are they?
Papa Roti?
Yeah, like...
Oh, those are good.
Beard... Well, it's
like a big, sweet roll with really rich butter.
Mm. No, well, it's just like this. It's like a sort of a puff pastry with like a cream filling.
That Perry Baguette, I get those. They're baby shoe.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
Addictive. One of the few things good about Perry Baguette.
Yeah, the chocolate one is better.
The chocolate one's better, but it is nowhere... This does not even light it, you know.
Yeah, the chocolate... Ironically, the chocolate one is not as sweet as the cheese one.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, true. Oh, my God.
So, oh, Lord.
This one is like a puffier thing, but the concho is actually like... more of an animal cracker exterior.
But this English t-shirt find, or English t-shirt find, this
snack find.
Yeah, this snack of the week actually comes with almost like an English t-shirt findy graphic. Where's that paper? Oh, I think Joe's got
it. I got paper.
Yeah.
But watch out, don't smell the paper.
I was in Myeongdong one day, and they had the release, and this was their promotion. It was like three... narrator models, and they and a schoolgirl. Hey, check out the socks. These like little.
Are they schoolgirls?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know ahead of time whether or not I should just be looking at them or leering at them.
But you can leer at
the women.
No, the
girl with the knee-length skirt is the schoolgirl. Like the most conservative schoolgirl.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Well, okay,
right,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
So she's
well, I wasn't looking at her.
She's dressed very sort of Catholic schoolgirlish. And by very conservative Catholic schoolgirlish.
Yeah, not Britney Spears Catholic schoolgirl.
Aerosmith video or something like that. But, yeah, so
the
that...
The little helper girls are in their cheerleading outfits.
Shoot,
office.
The one in the Paris back Hilton with her shirt her shirt is coming off the shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But they have this very solemn look on their face, like... Ooh, I hope she can hit that ball. And the ball is on like a tee. It's tee ball.
Yeah. It's a volleyball on top of a tee.
Yeah, it's like a small baseball. Yeah. But they're just looking like, ooh, I hope she can hit it. You know that.
And she looks
ball.
Like she's about to bunt.
Yeah.
She's not really quite sure. She actually swings at it. She'll hit it.
She's not going to get a home run if she bunts.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like, you know. If she misses that ball, she's not getting into Seoul National University. You know, there's something major riding on this. This is why there's a sick enforced quiet in that picture.
It might have been a free pack of these home run balls.
Yeah.
Riding on it, you know.
Oh, you know, the milk candy. I brought the milk candy
to
school. And, Heather, the super special friend, she always gets her super special friend bonus. Well, that Linda girl has moved on, so she's no longer super special friend. But I make fun of her in class, so she's now super funny friend.
Super funny friend.
Super funny friend, yes. So as payment to endure all of my teasing, then she gets extra cookies and stuff like that.
Ooh.
So
so it's kind of an abusive relationship is what you're saying.
Basically, exactly. Now that you put it that way, I never thought about that. I'll have to double check that. Right, yes. It's mentally abusive, but she hangs in it for the extra cookies. I've got nowhere else to go for cookies. There should be like a cookie woman shelter or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
next, this sounds next time on Oprah.
And so anyway, so I didn't have any extra cookies, so I gave her the milk candy, one of the milk candies.
Oh, you're mean.
Yeah.
That's just extra punishment.
Exactly. But I never heard anything from her about it. And then she came back again, and then I was trying to palm off the another one. She's like, no, she's doing the little, like, you know, crossed arms, like, you know,
full body X.
Stand back.
Exactly. Like, we don't serve foreigners in here, kind of, you know. And
you've gotten that a lot, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. No, not as often as one might expect. But so he's like, no, teacher, no, I don't want that. Please don't give me to me. You know? All right, fine. So, so I was talking about it in class, this awful candy, and then the boys, they're all, you know, their ears all perk up, like, there's such thing as awful candy. Candy can be terrible. You know, they're skeptical. So
yeah.
I brought the whole bag in and I sort of distributed it to the class. And,
mm-hmm.
And the girls all kind of just, you know, spit it out. But the boys were kind of like, they're going to tough it out.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So even, even these starving kids won't eat it. I'm wondering how they'll do with the humran bol, puffy cheese, pastry things.
You should see my class when I introduced them to a jar of Marmite.
Oh, jeez. You're not even Australian, Joe.
No.
Where are you encountering?
A friend from South Africa gave it to me.
All right.
Because I never had it, so I asked, Hey, I want to try that. Now, mark it off my list of weird foods that I've had. I've had the live squid.
All right.
You know, I've eaten alligator, I've eaten snake, malagogi. Never had Marmite.
Have you had malagogi, horse meat?
Not yet.
Oh, I so want to try that before I leave.
Yeah, I really want to try it.
Oh, yesterday I went to the Moron Dog Market, speaking of weird meat.
Let's leave that for our main topic.
Okay.
All right, good.
Stay tuned.
Yes, so our main topic is things you could never imagine yourself doing, you're doing in Korea. So I guess, Jennifer, like visiting a pet or meat
market. Oh, no, it's a meat market.
Oh, just pure, right, no pretense. Like,
no pretense whatsoever. It was, they all had display cases of cuts of meat next to the cages of animals.
Wow. Well,
like dogs.
It was big cages. You know when you go to Itaewon and there's always an old person with the hamster cage full of bunnies?
You're right, yes.
Imagine
or
dog size.
Or puppies, right?
Yeah. Puppies.
Yeah, like, seriously, 20 dogs in a cage.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
And they're, like, the smallest ones were Jindos. I saw something that looked like a Weimaraner, like that size. I'm assuming it wasn't. But, yeah, so, like, Jindo up to Weimaraner-sized dogs.
Yeah.
All caged up, just piled on top of each other.
Man.
And it wasn't just dogs. It was dogs, goats,
cats,
and birds. It was only one thing of cats.
Okay.
But the cats were piled like that on top of each other. And they were just taking it. You know, like, you would never expect to see, like, 30 cats in, like, a 4-foot square cage and not, like, killing each other. And they're all just, like, lying there apathetically.
Oh.
But the birds were the absolute most amazing. Like, you know in the States, those mesh bags that onions are sold in?
Yeah.
Right, yes.
That are, like, sewn shut? Oh. Live birds.
Oh, my God.
Like, three or four live birds in one of those bags just lying there.
Chickens?
Wow.
If they were chickens, it was some kind of very colorful breed.
Parakeets. Right, yeah.
No. They were, like, chicken size.
Oh, okay.
But they were just really colorful.
Right.
Maybe guinea fowls.
Maybe. I don't know.
So you buy a bag of birds.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Cool. I thought they just had like a cover on them, maybe to keep flies off or something. I didn't know. And then I realized it was those bags. It's like, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
And we were trying to head down to the restaurant because there was all like dog restaurants right there. All right. And one of them apparently has, you know, the happy pig.
Right,
like Colby thing,
right.
A happy dog on the sign, and I wanted to get a picture of it, but a guy, was, you know, like stood up and was like,
when you whipped out the camera?
No, I took a very like hidden picture.
Oh, okay.
As much as possible, but this guy like fully, you know, came up and was like in our face, what are you doing here?
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to ask you what the reaction was to you
just
wandering
leaving.
Around there.
Yeah, because there's like no reason a foreigner would be there other than to gawk.
Other than, yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And so we were pretty far down the line, and it's moving away from civilization down there. You know, like there's nothing but the meat there, or the live animals.
Yeah.
So we decided it was time to head back to the main road at that point. But there was one, it was so sad. They had, you know how they singe the hair off the dogs first?
Really?
Okay. Yeah, when the dogs are still alive, they singe the hair off
them. You're supposed to do that after you kill them.
Well,
really? I mean, I don't know about dogs. I know in animals in general.
Well,
that's
no,
what you
because
do that.
The whole thing about the dogs is they want the adrenaline to be as high as possible.
Oh, right. Yeah.
There was a dog that had had its fur singed off and was dead, and they had just tossed it on top of a cage that was full of dogs.
Ew.
Like awaiting the butchering process.
Ooh, horror.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's nice. Because these dogs, you know, don't have it bad enough. They've got to, like, smell a dead dog on top of them.
To be fair, but that might be the birds. If you look at, you know, like, I mean, chickens, right? I mean, modern chicken processing plants. I mean,
oh,
chickens
yeah.
are quite, you know, dense packed in there.
And, yeah, that's what it looked like.
Exactly.
It was just on a smaller scale.
When they transport, you know, they transport chicks, you know, the, I mean, they're just packed in little boxes, right? You know, stacked up and stuff like that. So I can see the birds, you know. But yeah, I, you know, but cats and dogs might be a bit disturbing.
It was that level of space per animal-ness.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And the dogs all looked really, like, emaciated and all
right.
unhappy, which you'd think is, like, the opposite of what they'd be going for. They're selling them for meat.
I know. You want a happy animal for good meat.
Or a big fat one, anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's my general rule. Want a happy animal for good meat.
Yeah. A happy cow before you...
A happy cow. Doesn't know what's coming. Well, that's how I want to be.
There was something about, like, free range, you know? Like,
yeah.
And they're saying, well... There's not even a good definition in America about what free range is.
Yeah, it's very tricky because there's a vague language in the law that says they have to have access to pasture.
Yeah. It doesn't say how big it is.
It doesn't say how big the pasture are or at what age.
Yeah.
Or how often the access has to be.
Actually, if like a cow is a milk-giving age, then they say it's exempt from the rule. It doesn't have to be out to pasture.
Oh, it's still considered free range? Packed in a dry lot.
Yep.
Nice.
Lucky. Organic.
Lucky
it can
organic
still be considered organic if it's factory farmed. It can still be considered organic. In fact, most organic stuff you get at Whole Foods is actually factory farmed organic.
Well, that was Walmart's thing. They came out with organic milk, but it turned out they
it's
were
exactly
dry
the
lot
same.
Animals getting organic grass, and that was it.
Yeah, that's well, not organic corn, which is even worse.
Corn,
So Joe, what things? Things you can never imagine yourself doing, you're doing in Korea.
Dating a beautiful woman.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I don't know. I would say just all the daily adventures I have. Been
well,
here for
your
around.
CBS work must be.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. You're right. Doing TV, doing my writing.
All
right. You know, talking about food and people actually paying attention to what I'm saying.
All right. Sure. Okay.
You know, people like from New York Times or LA Times, you know, emailing me for questions about Korean food.
Okay, wow.
That's, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Stuff I wouldn't be able to do back at home. And just still, I would say that after 4 years here, still most every time I walk out of the door, something interesting always happens.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the definite appeals. It's like there's always something.
It's always something.
Always something that you're like... Wow.
I mean,
who thought you'd see that today?
Oh, you always use the analogy of it just feels like you have been dunked in a bath of ice water. You just feel very, very awake, very aware of what's going around you. And you have to be, or you'll get hit. You'll get smacked by a scooter. But you just notice just all the funny things around you, and something always happens. Usually funny, good, uncomfortable, but always never dull.
Yeah.
Speaking
of which, did you see the dancing guy on your way over here today?
No, I was totally obliviated with my iPod today.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's kind of funny, walking through Korea with John Cougar Mellencamp in your head. That's really funky.
Which tune?
Oh, Pink Houses, which is the ultimate. And it's really funny. And that's weird, because now that I'm older, totally off topic. Now that I'm older, that song means is so different. I actually catch the irony.
Yeah.
To the point that I'm actually like my eyes are watering when I listen to that song.
I know, and it just
it's such a sad song.
It always makes me think back to when it came out and MTV had the Pink House giveaway.
Yes, I remember that.
And like now I listen to it and I'm like, that was so wrong.
It was so sad. It's such a sad song.
For them to be like, hey, let's give away a Pink House. That's We totally got the point.
Yeah.
Not the Bruce Springsteen song.
And Born in the USA.
Born in the USA, where, you know, it was this, I mean, Ronald Reagan kind of adopted it as like this great.
It's so funny how the Republicans, they actually adopted Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp into their song music, into their platforms, which just, it just shows how, what just deep thinkers they tend to be.
Yeah, yeah.
That they just don't get it.
Right.
Most of the time.
The title fits.
Even Sting was like commenting about Every Breath You Take, like how he was always surprised so many people, you know, they got married to that at their wedding. It's like, no, it's a song about a stalker.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Although I noticed when, you know, Synchronicity was at the top of the charts, he wasn't giving interviews and saying, why are you, you know, playing this song at your wedding? It was like years after the fact, during Dream of the Blue Turtles, that he was like, silly people for liking my song. I don't know. He kind of waited until.
Yeah.
Waited, so tell me about Dancing Man. I'm sorry. We can wait off of that.
Oh, yeah. In a move for gender equality in Korea, one of the makeup stores down the street has a dancing man today. He is not in costume. He is like wearing just regular, you know, Korean guy clothes.
It's like hip hop attire, though, at least?
No. Just. Right, like he looks like
a J-ball suit.
He looks like he could just be going to his little office job. Yeah. And he's got, except for his animal paw gloves. And he's doing what I think he thinks is a sexy dance. Not like dancing girl sexy, just, you know, I'm on the dance floor and I'm cool sexy.
Like gag show dancing.
Yeah. And, oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's our idea of humor, is at the end of every skit, you gotta do funny dance. You gotta do dancing time.
Yes.
Now's the time on Gag Show when we dance.
Yeah.
Touch my monkey.
I just wanted to make a reference to that. Yeah.
You know, a lot of like pointing his finger at the ladies in the crowd.
Oh, a little John Travolta.
Yeah.
That's actually, when you say sexy dance, that's actually some bit of Konglish. That's a term people use there. Sexy dance.
That's another thing I do in Korea I never thought I would do, is speak Konglish. These days, I'm so far, I feel so far removed from my own language. I can't tell the difference if I am speaking Konglish or not.
Yeah.
I really have to examine my grammar sometimes to say, oh my gosh, is this something we would normally say back home?
Right. You forget what normal language is.
I use delicious as an adverb. Did you eat deliciously?
Hey, that makes perfect sense.
Or just make it into a verb. Yeah. I'm delicious today.
Delicious.
That's delicious. You know, yeah. Oh, man. It was like, size. Tall size. Card. I bought an SD card today.
Yeah.
SD card. 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 Just, you just say it without even thinking.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You were to pronounce everything.
I'm going to communicate so Koreans understand. You're just like, tall size, let's just say.
Yeah.
When I went for my job interview, they wanted to know if I knew any Korean. And I'm always like, well, not really. And they're like, you've been here 4 years. I'm like, well, you know, I leave off sort of the insulting part of that equation, but I'm like, you know, I just try to spend my time studying computer languages, things that will make me more marketable, you know, in my field, versus like, Korean is utterly useless to me back in Canada, but it's important to learn how to speak as much as you can to be polite and get through your daily business and stuff like that. And so the woman's like, oh, well, what can you say? And I'm like, tall, onala coffee, juseo. Tall coffee. Tall coffee of the day, please.
That's what you know, because that's your life.
No reaction. She's just like, well, okay, you've mastered that Korean language well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is, and it's kind of what prompted the this main topic. I'm giving out handouts to my students, and
and you never thought to do that before?
No. And usually you have to tell them, do not lose it, keep it in your book. But this class, I mean, 12-year-olds, I have to tell them, do not eat your handout. I mean, they're literally just taking pieces off and putting in their mouth, and not just like chewing and spitting out, literally like, boom.
Yeah.
Eating it. Like,
how's their fiber intake these days?
I don't know.
I'm getting a little worried about them.
You know, yeah. So I'm like, look, kids, I don't know how to say this, but so you understand, but you do not eat your handouts. You should save these handouts. So even had the Korean teacher, Mike, when you go into class, can you just let them know in Korean that they should not eat their handouts?
Wow.
You know? I've only had a few paper eaters, and they usually get shamed out of it by the other students.
I have the most normal kids.
Really?
Wow.
Man.
I've become much ruder since I've been here.
Ruder?
Yes.
That's true, too.
Yeah. I stepped on someone's foot on the way here, and I didn't even look up at him.
Yeah. Like, just pushing people out of the way to get where you want to go.
You're, motioning that you're, politely easing your way through with your hand. No, right. I've got the Ajima elbows. I've, sharpened my elbows and...
Yeah.
Out of my way.
Years ago, I was, having coffee with this guy. He'd spent a lot of time in Japan and time in Korea. And I'm like, how do you get through, Koreans? Like, where they're just all... standing and there's no way to get through them. And he's like, you just sort of gently push them aside. They don't mind that.
He asked you that?
No, I asked him that. Oh, yes. And that's what was suggested. I'm like, well, A, I'm Canadian, so I just don't think I could ever do that in a billion years. And B, I just don't think I could ever do that in a billion years, you know?
See, that's what I would have thought when I first came here.
Yeah, I know. We're Southern, and we're taught politeness to ridiculousness.
Exactly.
Yeah, but once you've stood there enough times, literally waiting 5 minutes while someone is standing at the grocery store having a full conversation in front of the one thing you need to get, then you're just like, bite me.
Yeah.
Push them out of the way.
Right. It's like the people who just they're waiting for their friend right in front of the only two, turnstiles to enter the subway. That's exactly where they're waiting for their friend. And you're just like, where is the logic?
Yeah.
Do you realize what you're
Someone
doing?
Wants to come through here? That's not possible.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And now it's just like, I just don't care. I just kind of nudge them gently aside and proceed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. Norebang, that's all.
Oh, yeah. I never thought I would do that. Yeah.
I never will. 10 years, I have not been to Norebang.
I'm
umchi, so.
Oh, you don't even have to be able to sing to do Norebang. I mean, there's some great stuff in there these days that you can just scream. Especially if you're drunk out with everyone, you can just scream some of these songs. There's some punk songs in there.
No, I've never had
doesn't appeal in any way.
Oh, it's fun.
I've never had to do this. And it's one of those, because I'm thankful my school is mostly run by women, but I have heard horror stories about, male bosses taking the male coworkers to, those sex norebangs.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've not had that. I haven't had many male bosses, female bosses. Yeah.
The guy that was telling me pushing the people out of the way, literally, that was one of his bosses at one of his hagwons.
Yeah, I got a private that way once.
You got what?
A private.
Oh.
Private lesson.
Okay.
Explain this one.
Because the guy that I replaced, it was a group of pharmaceutical salesmen, and their team leader or whatever was from Seoul. And so he was there without his wife, and he was bored.
Oh,
so every night he wanted to go out to the room salons or whatever.
Right, right.
And they started inviting my friend to go with them, and it sounded like something kind of out of a porn film.
Yeah, I'm so different because my girlfriend's out of town right now, so I'm by myself. I'm bored. That thought isn't even occurring to me.
It's not like, hey, this is.
Besides,
what we
she
do.
Has the money.
and then one night the team leader showed up at his house with a hooker.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
The next day he asked me if I wanted to take over the private.
Yeah, exactly. They won't expect that of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's another thing. I'm eating stuff that I would not have thought of.
Yeah.
Especially with your food blog,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that all started, and that all started really basically because of the same attitude. It's like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I got to tell mom about this. I'm eating chitlins. I'm eating live squid. I'm eating, I don't know. I mean, still, come on. I mean, it's still a novelty to cook your food at your table.
Yeah.
To have fire. I'm just, the first time I sat down, I was thinking, wow. An American lawyer would have a heyday with
this.
Yeah,
the ones where you sit on the floor and they walk past you with the basket of coals.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking about it in America, not yet. I mean, all the special signs that would be all over the table. Do not do this. Do not. Fire will burn.
Yeah, right.
Burning may cause death.
Yeah. Although I did go to the Korean restaurants in the States. Uh-huh. They have the same kind of setup.
Yeah, but maybe it's still such a new
novelty.
It's such a novelty there.
White people sit at those tables, maybe.
Yeah, because I would say I would make a killing coming back home and doing the grilled shellfish idea. That would people would just line up for that. But at the same time, people would be lining up for the lawsuits on that one too, because that stuff spits.
See, my thing that I'd like to take back is the DVD bong.
Yeah,
I'd
me too.
I'd like to mix the DVD bong with a laundromat. Get your clothes washed and watch a movie.
I wish there was a DVD bong when I was in high school.
Oh, well, yeah.
That would have saved me being...
I think all high school students will.
That would have saved
there.
Me being caught by security guards and police so many times.
Well, I grew up in a very liberal, Canadian, Catholic household. No problem bringing girls.
Well, my house. Yeah. But I went to a boarding school in Chattanooga.
All right.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So yeah, on the weekend, all boys boarding school. And I was one of the few who was actually getting dates on the weekends because we have an exchange program with an all girls school, and I go, shoot, sign me up for that. So I'm like, should I sign up to do PT or drama with the girls? I wonder. That's such a no-brainer. So, yeah, anyway, yeah, you get with the girls, and on the weekends you try to find some way to meet because you don't have a car, they don't have a car, they can't go into your dorm room, you can't, you know, but you kind of just, you know, you're both interested, you want to play, and nothing really big. Nothing.
Back in those days,
you know, really, nothing big. Just... You know, just a little kissing and a little making out and stuff, but still all the time.
No place.
Always got caught by security guards if you're on campus. Oh gosh, I'm not sure if I should tell that story. That's the one big story I got caught by the cops. Okay, I'll tell you the story.
we're plugged in. We're not on battery today, so.
Oh, okay.
Loads of time.
Okay, that day I had volunteered to give blood, but it started with a series of times I give blood. Something went wrong. My face turned white, and so they gave me all this coke and stuff, and they put a tourniquet around my arm.
Oh, God.
So that's fine. I was with my girlfriend. I go, gosh, such a bad day. Let's just, you know, let's have a date. Let's just, and she says, all right, we'll make you feel better. We'll just park somewhere and, you know, not really much yet, but, you know, anyway, shirts were off at least. And, we're at a church parking lot.
Dark, it's quiet.
Yeah, and then
no one's gonna be,
you know, I'm really getting into it, and then I hear her say, oh crap. Look, there's a flashlight in the car.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And we roll down the window, and he guys ask us what we're doing here. Then he looks up at me, and I have a tourniquet on my arm.
They might take that seriously in America.
In Chattanooga, Tennessee, they in a Baptist church, Southern Baptist church parking lot, they didn't really let us out that easily. So yeah, that was one of those embarrassing moments. Yeah. We broke up soon after that.
in high school, me and my friends we were too funny to get dates, and. So, like, Friday nights, Saturday nights, we had to make our own fun, you know? And so we always tried to do the most bizarre things possible. Like, not for us, but try to set it up so the third-party observer cannot believe what is going down, you know? And so one time we found all these bingo flyers in an apartment lobby. And then it was, like, late Saturday night. You know, like, they would put these flyers under windshields. So we went down to, like, the makeout point, you know, where people go. And then we just went, you know, putting them under car windshields.
Oh, that's classic. Yeah. That is classic.
That's awesome.
I drove Getaway.
That's great.
People are going to be reaching in their glove compartment and shooting you, finally pulling out their guns. So things like that are actually fairly safe in Canada. Like, wouldn't it be funny if you walked into a 7-Eleven wearing a ski mask and just bought licorice? You can do that in Canada because there's not a guy with a shotgun.
I would not try that.
Right. Yeah. There are parts of America where you would not do that, right?
No.
You just walk through the door, bang, you're dead.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
Ski mask in summertime. Over in, yeah.
But, you know, one of the things I would never think about doing is that I do in Korea, and happily, is, traveling an hour to get hot dog buns.
Yeah, the links you'll go to get like the most mundane groceries.
Right. And the networks you go to when you find a score.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've scored two scores I made this week: avocados and celery.
No.
I found celery. It wasn't the freshest celery, but it was celery. And I'm finding cilantro now every now and then. That's because I knew there was one. I knew of one little Chinese grocery store off in this little just ghetto neighborhood that had fresh cilantro all the time. Oh. I knew that was one place you always go to. Yeah, and the places, hot dog buns going anywhere. I still all the time, I make like a bi-monthly trip down to Itaewon to the international food market, the Pakistani market, to get stock up on lamb.
Lamb, all right.
Oatmeal.
Yeah.
You go to the Pakistani place to get oatmeal.
Well, no, you travel to go get oatmeal.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you have to make a road trip to go get oatmeal.
And then that was funny because that was a year ago, and I thought, wow, I got me some oatmeal for $10. That's such a big find. Now I bring it home and I tell all my friends I have oatmeal. 1 year later, it's barely been touched.
Oh.
I've not used that one. I made oatmeal cookies once. And since then, it's just been sitting there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did buy some oats, Quaker oats.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I bought some of those. And, I've only used about half of it.
Yeah.
See, when Walmart was open and you could get the flavored oatmeals, I would go buy, like, 5 boxes of those, and I would go through them like that.
Yeah.
Because I would eat it, like, every day for breakfast. But, yeah, I've got, like, the big 5-gallon drum of
oatmeal. Oh, and I heavily use the freezer for bulk items. I go – because when I do go to Costco – I get big tons of cheese, big blocks of cheese, and big block things of bacon. And so every time I come in from Costco, I chop everything up, put everything into individual zipper bags, and store them in the freezer.
Yep.
I also make chicken stock regularly and freeze that. But I would do that at home anyway. But it's the cheese and the bacon. Never imagined that I'd be portioning bacon and putting that in my freezer.
Save it for a special occasion.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, the sausage guy delivers.
Oh, which one? Gavin?
Gavin, yeah.
The way, how far does he deliver?
Well, he delivered to Boondong.
Wow.
You do have to pay a bit of a service fee, and, like, my whole school went in together to have a big order, because I don't know if he would have come for, like, a $20 order
of sausage. Yeah, there's another place called...
That's a far trip on a moped. I just the guy going on Boondong with a little metal box, one hand, other hand on the steering wheel of his moped, some handlebars, he's all the way down.
I imagine this big trail of sausage going behind him and dogs chasing after him.
No, they actually delivered it in those big styrofoam ice chests with the dry ice and stuff. No, it's actually a sausage factory.
Okay.
A foreign guy who makes sausage, real sausage, not hot dogs that are being sold as sausage. And
His reputation is really high.
As high as
Chef Miley has been good too. But Gavin is the Scottish sausage guy, and Miley is the Austrian sausage guy. They're both different styles, both very, very, very good.
And they do. He sells sausage pastries.
Those are nice.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the deli called John Cook?
No.
Yes.
Okay. That was the big thing everyone discovered this Christmas, it seems like, because they sold roasted turkeys.
Right.
You go and pick up your roasted turkeys. They also have roast beef there.
Oh.
It's fresh sliced roast beef.
Oh.
I haven't made a trip down there yet. I've just heard stories from friends about...
Is it Taiwan?
No, it's somewhere in Seoul, though. It might be closer to Gangwon-min.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of the general area that Gavin's is in.
Okay.
You go to Gwangwamun and then you get a green bus.
A green bus.
And you go north.
What shade of green?
It's the
forest green, the lime green.
All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out John Cook in the future. And that's one of those things. It's just never imagined myself in Korea going nuts over turkey.
Right.
Or roast beef. My gosh, how long has it been since I've had real roast beef?
Yeah.
Wow.
Seediest thing I ever did.
Field trip.
Seediest thing.
Yeah, seediest thing I ever did. So my friend, Korea, but she was from New Zealand. So, you know, she comes back to Korea once every 3 or 4 years. And so naturally she wants to get all the knockoff Louis Vuitton stuff.
Of course.
So and she knows Itaewon is where you go to get the real stuff. But not like what they're selling on the street. You have to know somebody who knows somebody kind of thing.
So you're talking like the $300 version instead of like the $20 version?
Exactly, okay. Right, yeah.
You're just give me a plastic bag and I'll put LV on it myself.
No, well, yeah. So we go to Itaewon and I guess if you're 20 years old and Korean and have a Louis Vuitton purse, they'll approach you. And we were led down some stairs and then some more stairs. And there was a door, you know, where you got to knock. They knock. And then we're in this, like, basement. And is that, you know that basement smell?
Yeah.
You know, like, suddenly I'm back in, like, I'm 16 years old and I'm, like, playing Dungeons and Dragons in my friend's basement. That all these memories.
Did you know one of those Saturday night activities for you?
Yeah, basically. the smell just brings back all these memories. But it's just like catalogs everywhere, all in Japanese. And there's like all these Japanese girls in there too who are like looking at catalogs. And so I don't know. So my friend's just like ordering bags. And then I'm like, it's a pretty cool briefcase.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how much is it? Like $200. You know, probably like retails like, you know, $5,000 or something like that. So yeah. So I'm like, boy, you know, like, they could have just taken us down into this basement and killed us.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Places in Canada, even, where they would take you to that basement and kill you.
Man. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, I find myself just walking in dark alleys that I would never do back at home.
That's true.
Yeah.
I feel
very
safe.
Yeah.
4 in the morning, walking home alone down a quiet alley. No problem.
Or taking taxis. I'm not that the taxis are dangerous. Well, they are dangerous
they are.
Now.
There was a big article in the paper yesterday.
Yeah. They're not dangerous if you close your eyes.
Yeah. But just that, you know, it's like, they're so
cheap.
Never
that I do is ride in on that taxi with my eyes closed.
They're so damn
or a bus. I close my eyes on the bus.
If you can't see them nearly kill you, then you didn't nearly die.
Yeah.
I hate myself and I want to die. English t-shirt finds.
We're enjoying the Jennifer's pralines.
Pralines.
Cookies. I'm not too big on pronunciation. I don't care.
You know what's great about these? It's like
they taste good.
You start into them and they're like so sweet. You think your head's gonna explode.
It does.
But then you hit the nuts and then it's like it takes you down.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great.
It's a journey.
Oh.
I've been working on this one the entire podcast. This one.
Oh, really good.
It's just good, though. I wish I had some coffee. I'm in Starbucks. I wish I had some coffee.
There were some place you could buy some here.
Yeah.
I went to Mr. Donut before this. So I'm like totally sugared up.
Oh, wow.
But I want to go to their new donut plant, the new donut factory, whatever it's called. They've opened in Myeongdong. And I went there, and it was quite crowded. But the thing with their donuts is they're not like donuts. They're like cake-sized donuts.
Oh.
Yeah, they're huge. They're like $4 each.
It's like, have you ever seen the movie CB4? Big-ass biscuits?
Yes. Yeah. Man. So I just looked at this. I'm like, no, even I can't stoop that low to order 2 cake-sized donuts. You know, so.
A donut you need a knife and fork for.
Yeah. But man, this is English t-shirt finds, by the way. But I did go back to my Dunkin' Donuts, where
the BYO donut place.
Yeah, exactly. The bring your own donuts, and they've actually they under new ownership. Wonder why? And because before it was like a 50-year-old guy who owned it, and then he had like 5 teenage girls working there. And, you know, it's like a little hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And no donuts. him, five teenage girls.
Just bring your own donuts?
What's the problem with that business model? I do wonder. Exactly.
It sounds like one of Kramer's business models. You know, like the pizza place, you go in and make your own pie.
Yeah. So I'm like, why do you got all these girls if you have no actual donuts?
Right.
But it's like, I'd add a six, but there's no room behind the counter. I don't know. So now, now it's like this middle-aged woman, and she only has two people. She's like slashed costs, and there's donuts, and she can't speak any English, but she seems like she's helpful.
Huh.
She tries to be very helpful. So I'm like, this is great.
We've got a brand new Dunkin' Donuts near work.
Oh, yeah?
There's also an Ajumma who runs that.
Okay.
But she's got a different work ethic. What she does is she stands blocking access to all of the stuff like bags.
Right.
Or the cash register that people might need that are working.
All right.
And she stands there not directing them to do anything. But she's the one who took the order, so she's the one who knows what needs to be done. Like, how much cash should be collected, what needs to be packed to go, uh-huh. Who needs coffee. She doesn't, like, let any of them in on this secret information.
All right.
But she'll take your order.
It's not like an Ignatius O'Reilly thing, trying to sell hot dogs. We won't sell the hot dogs. I'm saving them. Deborah Reed,
No.
Confederacy of Dunces.
Oh, that's on my list.
Yeah,
no, that's on my list.
He sells hot dogs, but he just wants to eat them himself. Some people try to buy the hot dogs from them, and he's like, I'm saving them.
It sounds like the King Missile song Cheesecake Truck. You ever heard that one?
That's going back, King Missile.
Yeah.
Man, but
because they were really delicious cheesecakes.
This might be almost the pick on Korean Ajumma English T-shirt finds. The first one, I'm watching Arirang, and it's like, in the morning they have the Korean music video show.
Mm.
All right, an hour, and it's like, you know, sort of. So the first hour is just like, here's music videos that praise the Korean music industry. And then it's news, and again, it's all just economic news.
Always is.
Yeah, and nothing about, like, murder.
No, you can't have anything like that. And actually, okay, anyway, go back to it.
And then after that, then there's, like, an interview with a foreigner for an hour who just says, I love kimchi. And then after that, then they start.
That would be me, though.
And after that, then they run like half hour of like corporate promotional videos, and one was for a new exercise machine called the Dipta. And you know when you go to parks and there's that little spinning disc.
Yeah.
That little Ajumma workout thing where the Ajummas jump on and they just spin one way and spin the other way and they just go to town.
It's a twisty machine.
Yeah.
And to them, it's just like, I'm working out. Right?
Yeah.
So someone's decided.
It feels good when you do it, though.
Why not have a home version?
Ha!
Yeah. So, and you know, and so they come up with like this little home version, but instead of one disc, it's like two little foot pads and you slip your feet in there and then you can spin one way and spin the other way. And so the video sort of starts like, you know how boring health clubs are?
Yeah.
You know, like all those weight machines and treadmills and televisions and your iPod.
And hot bodies.
Exactly. These women walking around and, you know, leotards.
Yeah.
And you know how boring that is? So they have to sort of try to make the health club look boring. Well, you know, you can get that, what was it, the Dipta?
Dipta.
You can get the Dipta. And it's just a little Ajumma spinning thing. And so but now they have to try and make it look actually exciting.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you can squat and you know, and do the little twisty thing. Or you can stand and do the little twisty thing. Or you can buy two and then you and your husband can twisty in front of each other and then kind of play patty cake. and this is much.
It sounds like the old person's version of a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah. Have you seen the one for, it's one of those ab machines, you know, chairs kind of things.
All right.
Where they show, like, you know, I love infomercials that have, like, the person who can't do the really mundane activity.
Okay.
And all this right. one is the people who can't do a sit-up. Like, they have a guy, like, if he were not already lying down doing crunches, he would fall over. Because, like, he just loses his footing and his legs go off flying all over the place. But now he's got this fabulous chair, and he can do a crunch.
Wow.
Wow.
He has mastered the crunch.
Yay.
The miracle of modern technology.
Well, I did get Eunjung an exercise ball for Christmas. She kind of wanted one.
Those are nice, though.
And it has little spikes on it. It's supposed to be good well-being spikes.
Well-being spikes.
And she's loved it. She is loving that ball, and I'm loving it too, because, you know, there is not any graceful exercise you can do on that thing. Everything looks dirty. Everything looks dirty. And here she is, lying with her back and her, and she's bouncing up and down on her ball. I'm trying to pretend I'm reading my book. That's the best Christmas present ever.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Wow.
Better than lingerie. Not like you can buy the lingerie here, so yeah, just give her all the bouncy ball.
She won.
But then, other video. Now, I always say, nothing comes between an Ajumma and her seat.
Yeah.
Right? And... You know, and they will pass through brick walls, flesh, does not matter. It just does, whatever's in their most direct path, they will just pass through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so someone posted this video.
I meant to bring that up last week. That's hilarious.
I think it was a foreigner. He was at a wedding. Because you can kind of hear him in the video going, should we stand? And so it's just like, you know, the bride is coming down the aisle with her father.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's got her little train up behind her.
Yeah.
And you gotta sort of watch the video for a while. It's not about the 43-second mark. And then, just like out of nowhere, is this little Ajumma or Halmoni in her
hanbok.
Yeah. And she quite literally pushes the bride out of the way, walks on her train to get to her seat.
Yeah.
Even more bizarre is if she waited 2 seconds.
She could have gotten it.
The bride would have cleared her aisle.
There's no waiting 2 seconds when there's a chair involved.
No. And you can kind of see the father of the bride, like, just giving daggers with his eyes to the halmoni. But she probably never noticed.
No, she got the chair.
She won. She got her seat. That's all that mattered. I'm like, oh, my God.
Looking at that, I'm going back to Eunjung and said, we're not... Come on, do we have to have a ceremony? Do we? I mean, I like ceremonies. I was actually encouraging one. Please, do we? Come on. Let's think of just something a little more. Let's just do something really nice outside of a wedding
hall. What could be nicer than dry ice, bubbles, the track-mounted chariot? Come on.
Come on. Jennifer, you're dancing at my wedding. I'm gonna put you in a Dalmy girl outfit, and you're dancing at my wedding.
Only if you lip sync a song
to
your bride.
I am. You're gonna see my sexy
choice.
Dance.
No, Wonder Girls Tell Me. She's gotta do the Wonder Girls Tell Me dance.
Yeah, let's put your hands behind your back and do your shoulders.
Oh man.
All right, it's a date.
I don't know. Shebop is so much more appropriate for a wedding.
Someone was commenting on the video. He's like trying to like. Analyze who is most important at a Korean wedding, the pecking order. And he writes, in order of importance, the groom's mother, the groom, the buffet, the old guy doing the ceremony, the guests. The
photographer's got to be up there.
No, the girl operating the dry ice machine. And then people who wander in the back for the next wedding.
Yes.
Like, come on, you got 50 more minutes left. Hurry up.
How many weddings have you been to in Korea?
Probably five.
I've been to three or four, yeah.
Yeah.
Three or four.
I've been to, three or four, but the Catholic ones are normal.
That's what we should do, because she is Catholic, and I'm a recovering Catholic.
The Catholic ones are normal wedding ceremonies.
Okay, I'm doing that.
What are the odds? Because Rosso is Catholic.
But you got to be a member of a church before you do that.
you can join a church.
Yeah. I'm thinking out loud right now. So I said, oh gosh, I'm gonna have to be a member of a church. Okay. All right. I can work into that.
We're all three Catholics.
Which would be worse?
Catholics.
Like
recovery.
I always say that. I went to Catholic school.
Takes a while to get over.
All that.
You have to think, like, which would be worse? Like, going to confession, like, going back to church, or confession. Dealing with the dry ice and the bubbles. And the
I don't mind that. I love going to doing the Catholic tradition things. I really, these days, I've been wanting just to go, not for the religion, just for the play.
Right.
The show. I really want to go for the show. I really, this year, every year I keep wanting to do a midnight Christmas mass.
Oh, right. Yes,
or during Lent, I really want to do Stations of the Cross. I miss that. It's a fun story. It's violent. It's a violent story with little magic. And it's told at a nice little pace. It's kind of fun. It's like going to like a little, you know, Lord of the Rings, but at church.
In Catholic
school. And then at the end, you get to drink some wine.
In Catholic school, what was the day where, you know, Jesus entered Jerusalem? Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, Palm Sunday. But it was where they burned the palm leaves.
Ash Wednesday.
Ash Wednesday. Right.
Day after Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah, of course, right. Mm. Sorry. Yeah, right, Ash Wednesday. So, right, so where in New Orleans, it would all be, like, drinking and flashing your boobs and stuff like that. In Catholic school in Canada, we all get herded into the church, and we got to get the ash on our on our forehead. And this is where I formed a real hate for the band Kansas. Because
I know what's coming.
Yeah, it was quite literally, all we are is dust on the, all we are is dust in the wind.
And are you singing that at the church?
No, like I nonstop, like, or just a repeating track, like that, just on a loop for like whatever, how long it takes
to
500 high school kids to get their little ash cross.
Oh my
are you
goodness.
Serious?
Yeah.
So this is like the church version of Born in the USA.
Yeah.
Like there's dust involved. Okay, it's a good song to play.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I don't know if Kansas has any other songs, but I'm just like, oh God. I hope the one.
Don't they do Still the One? Or is that Orleans? Oh, that's Orleans. Never mind.
But I'm just like, I just wish they had another one about, cocaine or premarital sex or something like that. Like,
that's ZZ Top.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. She's got legs. I don't know. But But I was one of those types. Like the moment I got that freaking thing on my forehead, I just boom, just rubbed it right off. But there are always the holy rollers that would walk around all day with the little smudge on their forehead, and I'm like, no man.
Oh, yeah, man. And that's always when fish started being served in the cafeteria was after Ash Wednesday.
Fish is a plant.
And then Jennifer scored these up where it's not English t-shirt finds, it's sort of Waygook t-shirts. It's a website where what's the name of the website? Do you remember?
Oh, it was like Babo shirts or something.
Oh, Babo shirts, yeah.
It's a Korean site.
Run by foreigners.
It's run by foreigners?
Yeah. Foreigners trying to do like funny Korea inspired.
Creating their own English t-shirts.
English t-shirts.
They stole my idea. I was going to do that.
Joe,
you can do it better.
You can do it better because they.
I'm sad.
Yeah.
You have it.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's underneath the crab boil stuff.
So the first one is just like, I'd rather be in Japan. And I'm like,
blasphemy.
Are you really going to wear that in Korea?
Right.
You know, like, because some ajushi is going to come up to you and like punch you right in the face. I don't know. I would not wear that. And then this one is, I don't think they got the idea of OTL. Like, all your kids write OTL, okay? But when it's like, but he didn't understand, like, you know, like the font and the kerning. that you have to write OTL all together, because when you write it all together, it looks like a man on all fours banging his head on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the kids like that, because I guess it's just, mm-hmm. I mean, Hagwon, the kids realize the futility of what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and they're inspired by this OTL.
Yes.
You know, it's like the little Jesus fish, you know, in the early days of the Catholic Church. They would just write that on caves and things, like, we're cryptic Christians, right? You know,
the Greek thing.
Exactly. So I think the kids write OTL on the walls because it's like, you know, I'm not fooled by this either. You know, but in this T-shirt, the font like looks like a Palantino or something.
Yeah, it does look like that.
It's not. Their letters aren't together. So you're just looking at it and you're going,
okay, out to lunch.
Who cares? And the other one, matching outfits, got to go.
Same font.
Which I think would be funny if you these had a couple
all,
shirts.
These are all. Yeah. These look like these were all done on Zazzle, because these look like all Zazzle font, pre-made Zazzle fonts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they're,
which I use.
Yeah. There's something you can do with the matching outfits, but what's weird is when you look at his when you look at the website, you know, it's him and his girlfriend wearing matching T-shirts.
Well, that's irony. I like that.
Then
I like that.
Go-to is the spiciest.
I get that. I mean, okay. Right. I mean, that's like an Itaewon shirt.
Yeah.
You know, like the five stages of tequila or something.
Right.
You know?
Yes,
one of those types of really low-class shirts.
This one's Jung? Korean characters. Jung. Which means like...
Cool,
yeah. Super excellent or something. Just John. I don't know.
Well, there is like there's a Cyworld or some type of group that is Korean that is the same thing as English T-shirt finds, that they look for bad Korean in America.
Okay. All right. And then this backpack, if you don't look at it closely, it looks like it says Alaska.
Yeah, it does.
But instead of the L, they have I.
It's just in case Alaska won't sue them.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all caps.
Yeah.
So.
And then there's a Canadian flag.
Alaska since 1988.
Yeah. Now my thinking is that they were just going, oh, Alaska, but they didn't know if the L. You know, if it's a sans serif font, it could be a capital I or it could be lowercase L.
Yeah.
So they're thinking, that must be I. And then they're looking at a map, and, well, where the hell is Alaska? And then they see it up at Canada. Oh, it must be Canadian. So they just put the two together and... Ayaska. I don't know.
Where is she? Ayaska.
And then... I actually got my digital camera.
I love this claymation Ajima.
Yeah, I managed to capture a picture of
you've
the
got
claymation
got the
Ajima.
That is the spirit of Ajima, if there ever was.
Yeah.
Even the tight perm, that's awesome.
The perm, that's perfect Ajima perm, yeah.
But then I saw one the other day where it was like, living in a, what's that, Hasukji?
Yeah.
All right. Where, you know, like, you got your own room, but the Ajumma will walk in at any moment.
Okay.
So the girl just sort of gets settled in, and then the door opens, and the Ajumma just sort of comes in, doesn't even look at her, and just starts looking through all her things, and then leaves. And she's
That's
like...
awesome.
So she rolls up her... The only thing she did to personalize the room was, like, hang up a poster. So she rolls that up, and she's getting ready to, like, kill the Ajumma next time she comes in to brain her with it. And then, I don't know, somehow she becomes her friend, and then she gives her the poster. And I did find a picture of I just call him the mustache guy.
Yeah, he's the height max guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actor. And this is his name, Jang Dong-kun.
Jang Dong-kun.
Yeah. And I'm like... Is it George Hamilton? You know, who's just, he's famous for being famous. Like,
no, this guy is actually an actor.
I see him in a lot of, like, TV commercials.
I see him in commercials.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of where he
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't figure out why he's, other than he's in TV commercials. And, like, he's always, like, in a club, and he's got his cell phone. And then there's like three
maybe
women.
Maybe he's like the Chun Chi-yeon of actors, you know, because, you know, maybe he just can't act so bad. So he's always in commercials.
I don't know. There's always like three hot women kind of dancing around him. And then he says something.
Well, he did a commercial recently with one of the Pretty White Girls speaking Korean show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did a Hype Max commercial with her where she's that's a great one because everyone's doing the proper Korean etiquette.
Okay.
And pouring each other's drinks, and she grabs the bottle and drinks from the bottle.
Okay.
Of course, because she's the foreigner.
That's great.
Can't
it's
possibly
great.
Get the etiquette right.
But it's great. It's a good commercial.
Yeah.
It ends up pretty
well. You'll see this guy everywhere, and
he's handsome.
If he shaved off the mustache,
I don't know.
I think he wears it. I
think he's trying to go for the stubble, but he hasn't hit that age yet.
Yeah. Although I told somebody the other day that I thought he was good looking.
I think so.
And she said, "Oh, but he's old." And he's younger than me, so really wasn't much appreciative of that. Maybe we just don't know the movies he's been in because he's old now. and you can't possibly be the star of a movie unless it's like Kuemul, unless you're, 25.
Yeah.
This one, I didn't go into the store, but I'm curious. It's called Kinky Robot.
The best name
ever. Art, toys, and lifestyle.
Exactly. Yes. If lifestyle wasn't there, I think art and toys, like electric cars or something, but lifestyle and toys. Could this be a sexual?
Highly intrigued.
Like, this is the kind of thing that I would expect to see in Apgujeong, like that little strip in Apgujeong where they've got like the faux.
Know. This is the type of thing I would like to. I would expect to see in Osaka. Kind of this thing. Is pretty cool.
I don't know. I'll have to
and I like that his eyes. Look
yeah,
at his
the
eyes.
Robot character.
Yeah, but Are those eyes or is that his eyebrows where it's like the mathematical symbol?
I think those are his eyes.
That's a K.
Is that a K?
He's kinky.
Oh, I see. He's kinky. He's the kinky robot.
He's the kinky robot.
I got it. Okay.
But now that you gave me an idea, now I can do a little computer character that's kinky.
And then Papa John's.
I'm putting that in all my emails from now on. A little L with a lesser than sign. I'm kinky.
We got Papa John's Pizza, I noticed this on the menu. You can get a...
I've seen that.
Yeah, garlic dipping sauce.
D-E-E-P-I-N-G.
Yeah.
Sauce.
So sauce, they actually... So the Korean, sauce. And then
yeah.
They tried to sort of... It was like Guatemala.
Exactly how it's pronounced in Korean.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just doing that just so when you order it that they can understand you.
Yeah, this is
because you're not speaking English. You're not speaking English properly.
I never thought about that. Yeah, that's true. Because like, I was trying to order like I went to Mr. Donut, and I ordered like Angel French Donut. And French Angel Donut.
Okay.
Oh, it's like a cruller.
So is that like a crunchy?
Well, it's like a cruller filled with like whipping cream and dipped in chocolate. It's so good. And and the woman kind of like
my
looks
teeth
at me
are
like,
hurting just you saying that.
Like, what the hell do you want? And I kind of casually glanced at the Hangul, and I could see that the Hangul was the English, you know. But then I realized, I didn't say Frenchie. I just said French.
Mm.
Yeah. Which I don't know. It's like, so you gotta always remember to put the...
You gotta remember that. Yeah. Like this morning I had the killer headache. Go down to my pharmacy, it's closed. Go to the other pharmacy, it's closed. I walk all the way down to like 20 minutes away. Finally find a pharmacy that's open. And yeah, you have to say aspirine. Aspirine.
Oh, aspirin, yeah.
And so the girl comes up to me. The girl says, I go, aspirin, tusio. And she asked me some other question. I thought she was asking me, like, what kind of aspirin. So I go, again, could you say it again, musun? And she gives me that look like, okay, foreigner alert. She goes in the back. She comes back out, kitali tusio. Wait, please. So they had to get the guy out back to... so I could properly ask for aspirine correctly. Oh, aspirine! And what's funny is, like, there's a guy waiting for his medicine who spoke perfectly good English to ask, do you have a cold? It was just perfectly funny.
You know, we do this podcast near the men's washroom, and the best thing is, like, the women walking into the men's washroom and then come running out. You can't see it, Joe, but I keep seeing women going to the men's washroom, and then they kind of come running out with their hand over their face, like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But, you cannot identify me.
But today I actually saw a foreigner trying to go the wrong way up an
escalator. I've done that. I've walked in the women's restroom, and the cleaning lady threw me out.
But I don't know, you know, I'm just like, if I'm looking for a washroom or I'm looking for an escalator, I start working the problem, you know, 10 minutes before I get up to it. I'm like, I'm looking for the signs, I'm looking for the arrows, I'm looking for the words. Is this the right escalator? Is this the right
You're not very carpe diem with your daily thought process.
No. Way too aware of your surroundings.
And then, yeah, because they've gotten rid of my AFN, I've been watching a lot more Korean television. And anything that's sort of, and they always have the age rating. So anything that says like 19, I sort of stop and I watch for a while. And there's rarely any nudity, but you know, it's like there'll be like underwear. And so there was this one.
So is the Home Shopping Network. They have underwear.
Right.
Yeah. And better, really good. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have Russian models.
So
it's still not as good as the Belly Dancing Channel. It's the Belly Dancing Channel.
So I'm watching this one show, and I think it was like Tales of Romance Horror in Korea. And the first one is like this husband, a very devoted husband, and they got a 10-year-old daughter. But then the mother is like working as a prostitute on the side.
Ooh.
And eventually the husband sort of figures it out, and he keeps having to sort of drag her.
Why does he end up?
Is this a show like they intercut of like reenactments with interviews?
Yes, I think
I've
so.
Seen
right,
this
right, right.
Show.
Yes. Yeah. And so the husband has to keep dragging his wife out of like parked cars and yagwons and things. And so finally he gets her to kind of swear, okay, I will not prostitute myself anymore. You know, like the men are actually giving her large wads of cash.
I'm like, well, shoot, okay. You know. Buy me a Nintendo and a large screen TV if you don't want your help. Come on.
Exactly. So, anyway, so he sweats out, like, you know, okay, I promise I will not prostitute myself anymore. So, but then one day he sort of comes home early from work, walks into the bedroom, and she's sort of stripping in front of a webcam, you know. So, it's not actual technical prostitution. So,
oh my goodness.
So then the wife decides that, you know, that I guess the life of a prostitute is far better than just being a married Korean housewife. And she abandons her family and disappears. And, you know, leaving this crying 10-year-old girl at the breakfast table. It is so pathetic. You're just going, oh, my God. You know, and the poor father is reduced to, like, what's that? Het bam.
Yeah.
You know, the pre-cooked rice, you know. Having to serve that to her. And
so does it know how to use the rice cooker?
The rice cooker. Yes. One scoop of rice filled to the line with water. That's too much for him.
Yeah.
And then doesn't know how to wash it properly.
Yeah. And then the other one was like, this woman is driving, and then she hits a guy. And then she runs out, and then, you know, like, picks him up, and she knows him. So, and she doesn't actually kill him or even hospitalize him, but somehow he uses that to get a date out of her. Well, you know, you ran me over.
That's that music video.
Yeah.
You got to go on a date.
He made a robot for her, too.
No. Yeah, I was waiting for that. No, you got to go on a date with me. All right. So they go on a date, and then it's probably like, you know, third date, he proposes marriage, as is the custom. And they get married. So she's in her, like, her little, you know, marriage rabbit hutch, you know, where, you know, when they get married, they're in the little waiting room.
Yeah.
And it's like just like a little rabbit hutch. Like, and they just,
oh, that where you visit.
Yeah.
You visit and you take pictures.
Exactly, yeah.
The wedding wake.
Yeah. I like that, the rabbit hutch. That's a really good one.
So then the groom's in there too, and then these two guys in suits sort of come in ostensibly to, you know, offer their congratulations, but then they just start beating up the husband, and apparently they're there to collect a gambling debt. So the wedding proceeds, and then they're on their honeymoon, and he's like gambling during their honeymoon, and then again she's sort of sweating out, like, no, I won't gamble anymore, honey. But then he's like holding, like, he's gambling at GoStop in their apartment. And he's now, like, using her jewelry to gamble with. And then, you know, she sort of comes out of her, you know, her room and starts yelling at him. And he's slapping her around. And I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know. The things I'm being driven to entertain myself now without.
It's just so, it's the Korean Jerry Springer.
I think it's like the Korean Cheaters / Jerry Springer.
Oh, yeah, Cheaters.
Because the episode that I saw was a woman keeps seeing her husband with another woman with a child.
Oh.
And so finally he's like, well, you know, this is my cousin. She just came back from New Zealand. She doesn't know anybody. You know, her husband left her, blah, blah, blah. I have no choice but to, you know, spend my time with her and not you, because she's having such a hard time. And so she's trying to be understanding, but, like, he keeps, like, only spending time with the cousin, and never wants to spend time with the wife and the cousin. And then she walks in on him in bed with the cousin.
Oh, jeez.
And, you know, then it, like, it just keeps having, like, interviews with her where...
I love it. Alabama's off the hook. Sleeping with cousins.
Like, interviews with her where she's like, you know, I didn't know what to do. And I'm like, if I walked into my husband in bed with his cousin, I think I would know exactly what to do. And it wouldn't be, like, fret over what people would think, you know?
Like, oh, you know, that sexy mom drama. I finally figured out what the premise is. I thought it was like a drama set in a, you know, in a sexy bar.
Yeah.
But apparently what it is, it's kind of like a sort of like a woman revenge detective show where each episode is kind of like, you know, the sexual harassment and sex crimes women in Korea have to endure, and then these Korean private eyes, and they bust the guy.
That doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, so there's one, like, you know, the woman, she's just innocently working in a sexy bar in a bikini, and then, you know, she gets raped in a bathroom. And then there's the
I can
one,
hear Bill O'Reilly right now. She was asking for it.
And then, like, the woman is raped by the cab driver. That's the other the plot line. And then the...
Oh, dang, what's going on?
And then, like, the women, they go to the norebang with their boss and male coworkers, and they're raped in the norebang. And I forget what the last one was. Well, the last one was actually, like, some young male coworker who is, like, raped by his female boss. There's a lot of rape in this. I don't know.
See, like, it's not like it's SVU or something where it focuses on the crime aspect. This one, like, focuses on the softcore porn aspect. And then, like, tags on a little bit of detective work.
Oh, boy.
But the one where she's, like, raped in the washroom, I mean, it was classic Asian porn where she's like, no, 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 no. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, it's like, she has the first fight, and then she's like,
lip my stocking.
Yeah, and then she's like, you know, this is the most erotic thing to ever happen to me, you know, being raped in a washroom or something.
With your underwear on.
Yeah.
By some sweaty, gross office worker.
With as much care and grace as a rabbit.
If you're lucky.
Jennifer, Joe, you guys scare up any English t-shirt finds?
I saw Glorious Refined.
Glorious Refined. And what was that on? A t-shirt?
That was on a sweatshirt.
A sweatshirt.
Yeah. Glorious Refined.
I got a little something from my classroom. We were cleaning out stuff, and it's like these cool little wheel, and you play with it, and you can come up with words from it. But it was made by a Korean company, and it says something like spell A-W-A-R-D. It says on there.
What was that? Spell?
Spell A-W-A-R-D.
W-A-R-D.
Spell a ward.
Spell a word, okay.
Maybe admit, spell a word.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they meant to say word. Yeah, so they're just getting the kids on a good start. And, of course, you know, my kids right away started coming up with the worst words they could spell on that thing. I walk into class and I'll look. Whoa, guys. I wonder if that happened randomly.
My camera broke. So some kid had an interesting use of the F word in one of his essays.
Oh, boy.
But I couldn't take a picture of it. I'm like, damn it, man. Yeah, my Pentax camera broke. So I took it to the Pentax AS place. They only want $150 to fix it.
She didn't get a new Pentax for that.
Oh yeah, so now I bought a Nikon for $140. Mm. You know, more megapixels, more features.
No, I have a Pentax. It's done me pretty well the past few years. Yeah.
Until the shutter breaks.
Yeah, something. Well, right now it's starting. The button's starting to get a little sticky. I have to really push really hard for it to take a picture. Sometimes it's like it focuses, and then I'll push the button and go. It's going like, nah, you don't want to take a picture. Nah, no, really, you don't want to.
But I figured out a good way to figure out the price you probably should be paying on electronics in Korea. Don't go to like an American electronics website, because A, you'll cry for 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, like,
why,
you know,
is it twice as much here?
Exactly. The digital camera is $98 in America at Circuit City, and, you know, $150, you know, in Korea. But go to like the Canadian website, electronics website, futureshop.ca or Canadian Circuit City, and then look at their prices.
Pretty big.
Yeah, and then you sort of have a good idea. Okay, that's probably the lowest price I can sort of get.
And also go to Gmarket, the Korean site.
That's true too. Yeah,
that's a really good. And try to. It's all in Korean, but still, I mean, if you can read Hangul, you can figure it out. I'm able to figure it out.
But if you find the product that you want on the English speaking website, then it gives you sort of a price guideline.
But also, if you go to the Gmarket website and you find the same thing, you get a range of how things are. Yeah. Then if you go down to Yongsan hunting, you know what you can get it for online, too. Yeah. And then the other alternative, which I'm doing right now, is eBay. I'm just have my eye on certain things on eBay.
Yeah.
It gives me emails when something's in my range that I want to buy it for. Yeah.
I don't like auction, the Korean eBay.
Yeah. Down. I haven't really messed with that. Oh, hold on. We bought. What did we buy with that? Oh, we got a CD player.
Yeah, it just usually seems like their deals aren't as good as Gmarket or Interpark.
Yeah. And there are just some things that are just going to be way more expensive in Korea because of tariffs than back at home. But a lot of things, computer parts, very cheap.
Yeah.
But right now I'm on the hunt for a synthesizer, getting back into music, and way expensive here. Twice as much here. Wow.
Man. That's when you need to cultivate any sort of military friendships you might have.
Well, no, that's why I'm going on eBay.
Yeah, but you still got to get it shipped over here.
Well, I'm heading back to the States, so I'm just going to go pick it up when I'm in the States. Come right back. While I'm at it, I'll get a Wii. And that way, if I do it and I get it at the States, then when I come back, I go, oh, Eunjong, my family gave this to me. Yeah, it was my birthday present. Okay.
Yeah, I was pricing SD cards, and Canadian, American, and getting an idea how much you're going to pay. I wanted to get a 8-gigabyte SD card, and but I ended up buying 2 4-gigabyte SD cards. So then you can actually get, I think, you can get SD cards cheaper in Korea than you can get even in America.
You can get memory so cheap.
Yeah. But So I bought one at one place, 4 gigabytes, and it was like $32. But they only had one. Mm-hmm. So then I went to another desk, and then they had one. It was like, it was even cheaper. It was like 24. So I'm like, geez, that's pretty good. But then it had like, everything on the package was like made in Korea, Korean brand, Korea, and it was much cheaper. Mm-hmm. And that sort of set off my spidey senses, because I'm like, if their main selling point is their Korean,
their main feature.
That gets me.
That's
worried.
I mean, that was D-War's main selling point, is it was Korean.
Exactly.
Wasn't that the only selling point?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, yeah, but 24. So I bought it. And then before you came, I sort of threw it in my laptop here. Won't recognize it. Then threw it into my camera. You cannot use this card with the camera.
It is impossible.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, that's why it was so cheap. It doesn't hold. It's not used in anything.
I'm sure it'll work with a Samsung phone or something.
I don't know. So I think I'm going to... You know, interestingly, the after service center, they print right on the back of the package. maybe that was another tip off. You know,
right.
This is how you can find us for service. You know,
right.
Even though it's a lifetime guarantee, here's the service center. So,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus. But you know, when I bought the Pentax, when I got the Pentax and took it to the AS center, my friend was like, This is another reason we don't buy, you know, Japanese electronics. We only buy Korean electronics is because...
Number one.
Yeah, exactly. if you go to the after service center, you know, like the Korean service center for the Japanese electronics, they will rip you off.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess they're like, it's like, you know, it's like, well, we don't really have to investigate those prostitute murders kind of thing because they're prostitutes, you know, so it's like... Well, if you're buying Japanese, why should you expect?
Because, you know, long time ago, Japanese dinosaur ate Korean dinosaur. Never say sorry.
You should be ashamed for buying Japanese products. Therefore, you should, you know, you should pay extra for
this. Yes.
Right.
Korean dinosaur, so nice. Number one. Those guys have a new video out, by the way, Korea History Channel.
Oh, another history?
Yeah.
Oh, good, okay.
Oh, and it's really offensive.
Oh, good.
I can't even speak about it on here.
All right.
What's the website for that?
Well, you go on.
YouTube.
Just Kidding Films. And this one's called The Chocolate People.
Yeah. Oh. or search on... Well, do yourself a favor and search on Korean history. Because you unearth the nasty inter-Asian hatred that goes on.
I get it just from my posts. People comment the nastiest things.
Right.
I delete them.
Right.
If anyone
not
says anything racist. No.
Right.
The Japanese and Koreans get on there.
Yeah.
And they start calling each other, you know, dog eaters.
It's like Japanese, Korean, and Thai people, they just go at it like cats and dogs. I've noticed it on YouTube. I'm sure other places too. But... Yeah, it's just so Korean history. I mean, it's like you've got the Japanese people who are like, you know, look at all this fake Korean history, and the Chinese people are like, Koreans are trying to steal our history, and Koreans who are like, Chinese are trying to steal our history.
Mm.
It's just, and because they don't speak the same language, they communicate in English, you know, and so it's a lot of broken English and a lot of just like. A lot of comedy emerges from that in itself. Yeah, check her out sometime.
And I get just the nasty stuff on my side. I just erase those. There's sometimes really racist stuff. I mean, some people can be really nasty.
Well, the only nasty thing I got was my one of my free hugs video. Someone was like...
Oh, by the way, your Korean pizza video is a hit.
Oh, that is an awesome video.
Oh, I didn't mention that. Yeah. Wait, let me get my free hugs. My free hugs video. It's like, you know, the tag is Korean. So people are finding that. And then I got some YouTube who's like, I guess thinking like it was my video. Because it was sort of directed in, you know, second person, you know. You people don't get it. We don't want your hugs because you smell. You know, something like that.
Oh, my God.
You know? And so I clicked on the ID, and it was, I don't know, some Japanese or Thai person who was like angry at all Koreans or something.
Yeah.
I deleted that one.
People like that.
Man. Oh, yeah, the making. I made my instructional video, how to make Korean pizza.
Most awesome.
That was great.
Instructional video.
Another one. I mean, Injun loved it. That's always my category. If I can, I always say, if Injun likes it, I think all Korea likes. She's my representative of Korea. She comes in, she looks at it.
If we represent all white people, why shouldn't she represent all
Koreans? Yeah, to me, she represents all Koreans. If she likes it, and she's highly critical. I mean, she's, all right. You know, she's.
Yeah, I like the 15-minute microwave cook time.
But that's Fresco's. If you ever go to the Italian restaurant Fresco's, it's everything, they microwave it.
Microwave. I love it. We just do this, just fighting. that was great. And like you said, the corn with the juice.
Yeah.
You know how hard that was to actually get the pizza onto the plate?
I'm sure. I was imagining that.
Yeah. It did not go on well ordered onto the plate. And it was really nasty. Because if you look at the end of the scene, the camera doesn't focus on long the top of the pizza.
I can see the juice running down the table. Looking closely.
But I did. Well, it was, as you commented on your food blog, a couple of people thought it was real. But no. Yeah. And then there was that one poor Korean guy who was like, I am Korean and I am embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, no. It's, I'm exaggerating for the sake of humor. After 3 or 4 years, you really get used to the corn. You don't really notice the corn.
I've had weirder things on pizzas in Europe.
Really?
Oh, German pizzas. They tend to put garden peas, fried eggs, olives with the pit still inside. So you got to spit. You eat your pizza and you spit out the seeds. And I went to this one place in London, and that had the freaky. That had the BLT pizza with mayonnaise.
There are other places where they put the mayonnaise.
Yeah. So Korea and Japan aren't by themselves with the freaky pizza. It's just every culture has their own style.
Own
and you know, Italians look down on Americans because we put too much stuff on our pizzas.
Yes. Right, yeah. Well, the Italians, I mean, the traditional is just, dough, tomato sauce, mozzarella.
You're really just supposed to put one or two things on your pizza, and that one or two thing is either sauce or cheese.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll put some basil on there.
Yeah, not even necessarily together.
Yeah.
Right. Oil and cheese.
Yeah, so that's how people get out of the concept. Even though Americans always think Korean pizza can be really strange, but also people think American pizza is also breaking a lot of rules too.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, get an Italian down to eat Chicago pizza. Oh, and I love Chicago pizza. You know, they will say it's a travesty.
Well, there was a Pizza Uno. There's a Pizza Uno here.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was there yesterday.
I don't think it's quite like the Pizza Uno in Chicago. Like,
well, I used to eat Pizza Uno when I was when I lived in New York. But that's funny. Living in New York and eating Chicago pizza. But I've two times I've been to Pizzeria Uno, and both times it's really killed my stomach.
Yeah.
I just can't handle the grease anymore in Korea.
Yeah.
I really cannot handle the taste. Still, I'm salivating right now thinking of it.
I went there yesterday with a
coworker. Still so good.
And he got the market pizza, and it looked really good. Mm. It had
I like the Chicago
eggplant
classic.
Eggplant it had a bunch of vegetables on it. It looked really good.
With the pepperoni and the sausage, stuff like that. You know, I can make that at home, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to make at home, really. It's easier to make than... Oh, sorry. It's easier to make than just traditional pizza, rather than flat pizza. It's easier because you can bake it longer.
Yeah.
Flat pizza, you need to have a really high oven to do it properly. And then pizza stone. This one you just put it in a pie pan and cook it for 15 minutes. Fine. Could you tell me what that song was last week? I really liked that song.
For the I used in the
Well, come on, you can remember it.
I used in the pizza pod or the pizza
video
YouTube video.
Oh yeah, the YouTube video.
Right.
The one you ended is that the same one you ended the podcast with last week?
I forget.
I think they're different songs, but both of those songs I liked.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. The two songs. All right. The one in the pizza video was a band called Humming Urban Stereo, and their song was Well, basically, you can download any song because they all sound exactly the same.
But that was all the mushy song.
Yeah,
mushy
yeah
down,
exactly.
Down.
But this one was called Hawaiian Couple. A really cute video. You go on YouTube, you can find it on YouTube, the video. And it they've got their own dance in it, but it's like you can be our age and do the dance, because you just basically have to sort of sit on the subway and you go like this, just walk back and forth, and it's very
little
easy to,
little bit of mini motorcycle hands.
Yes, exactly.
Very mini motorcycle
dance,
hands.
Humming stereo.
Well, honestly, I wish the songs like that would you'd hear more often on in this, you know, when you're shopping. Those songs, you know, it's not Mozart, but you know, it's a little better than a lot of stuff that I'm hearing out there. It's entertaining, it's cute, it's poppy, it's catchy, you know.
And the good song that I sort of ended on the podcast with last week, it's a band called My Aunt Mary, Korean band, My Aunt Mary. It's kind of funny if you
Where
try
are you
to
finding these because I'm really
no, it's that stupid Arirang video show.
Okay, because there's this one I saw on one show and I'm trying to track them down. What were they called? But their shtick is that the lead singer wears a mask because she said that the music industry turned her down because they said she didn't have the right look. So now she always sings with a mask.
Okay,
but their music was really good.
She didn't get a contract because of her looks, and she's talented.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that would go together?
Yeah. But she actually looks like she's quite attractive under the mask, but not in the plastic surgery kind of way.
But the My Aunt Mary song, I actually bought the CD, and I know. And
I bought Korean CDs, too. When I first came here, yeah.
But I don't even know the name of the song. I ripped it. And then, but you know, like the CD database does not have it in their database.
Yeah, of course.
And, yeah, and then, and so, and there's like 10 songs on the CD. You know, 9 are crap. That's the one good
yeah,
song.
That's the thing was, yeah.
It's really kind of kick-ass, sort of blues, rhythm and blues kind of, you know. Really great song, and I just called the song, you know, their good song .mp3. I'll try and look that up.
Okay,
yeah.
So I really like that
humming urban stereo.
I'm just trying to hunt for new music. I know there's a lot of good Korean music out there, but it's just JYP isn't producing it.
No, so actually, the My Aunt Mary, I didn't see that on the Arirang video show, because it's like not cutesy enough.
It's like one of the few good uses of Arirang is every now and then they do have someone on there. Yeah, that's how I found Daylight, is they were always on the Arirang show.
Well, the My Aunt Mary was actually, I think, on like MTV Korea or something like that.
Okay,
like,
well, yeah. Daylight was, yeah. And they barely even had a hit, but I found it on the internet. Oh, and I really would love to buy their CD.
Okay.
Because they sounded like the Korean version of Jewel.
Oh, wow.
Really, just folksy, really good music. Yeah, but, you know, and that's one like the few good uses for Arirang is trying to find some of the decent, some pretty good bands that occasionally pop up on their stages.
This week's teaching opportunity.
Job opportunity of the week.
Awesome job.
Yeah, Jennifer scared this one up.
Yeah.
You lay it on us, Jennifer. What did you find interesting about it?
It is a job in Ulsan or Daegu.
And are they close to each other?
No, not really.
All right.
Ulsan is down by Busan.
Yes, right, yes. Sort of northeast of Busan.
I don't know. I just know it's one of the industrial areas.
Right. It's a mountain.
Daegu is supposed to have like the crappiest weather in Korea.
Really?
Is it?
Yeah, because it's like surrounded by mountains, I think.
I don't know. I've heard good things about Daegu.
Well, no, I'm just saying the weather is like it's more extreme. Right. Whatever everybody else is having, they just have it more.
Because if I wasn't so attached, if I didn't have attachments to Seoul, yeah, I would really consider moving down there for a year.
But what's awesome about both of these jobs, which they're both elementary and have all the usual stuff, you know, airfare, accommodation, medical insurance, bonus. One of them does have 80 working days if you start January 2nd. So if you're able to go back in time and start a week ago, then you can get 80 days of vacation.
80 days of vacation.
But what I thought made this job super awesome is that whether your pay is $2 million, which is the lowest, or $3 million, which is the highest, it's $42,000 a year U.S.
Yeah.
And the second job, which is like the same stuff, just I think this is the one in... Oh, this is one in Kyungsan.
This looks like a job ad put together by committee.
Yeah, there's a job in Kyungsan, which sounds exactly the same, but the salary is 2.2 to 2.3 million, which is also 42,000 US a year. So, like, all salaries work out to 42,000 a year.
Yeah.
When do you do the currency conversion?
Yeah, the currency conversion, like, the won would have, like, the US dollar would have to be, like, around the level of the New Zealand dollar for these conversions to work out.
Yeah.
But
the person you apply to, Nicole Burwell, not a Korean.
Yeah.
I love Korea.
So she can't sue you for saying her name.
77@hotmail.com. Yeah. Do you think she sort of noticed something a little bit funny about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like someone wrote this, and then someone else went back and doing some more details. It's kind of like, it looks like it was a stock, some type of a stock ad.
Yeah, all of the details are exactly the same, except the intro part of
it's
this.
A template.
Yeah.
Just build stuff in.
Do you remember that one job ad? It was a few months ago. Like, I think what happened is the boss gave her whitey. You write the new job ad, and so she wrote. She wrote an honest job ad, like you know, we only want white people. You know, yeah, and then it was the Korea Times, the Korea Herald.
Yeah, that was like 6 months ago.
Yeah, I ran a big article about
it. That was great.
It. And then she was like, I didn't write that ad. Somebody had.
And she's trying to sue everyone who said anything about her.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah, but someone sort of thought, oh, you know, she probably just did it. She just gave it to one of her whiteys who was like, you know, I'll write a Broadway play about Hitler, you know, referencing that again. And here you go, boss. Ooh, this looks so good, you know, and then just handed
it
off. Yeah, it's so Englishy.
Yeah.
and then handed it off to the, you know, Korea Herald or the, you know, Dave's whatever to run the job ad, and not really realizing. And she's like, I'm out of here. I'll be back in North America by the time anyone figures this one out.
A couple of years ago, that was pretty standard. They would straight up, they'd have it like in the headline, Caucasians only.
Yeah.
You know, like they weren't even in any way subtle.
No kippos, they would say.
Yeah. Now it seems to be much more open-minded.
Yeah.
Although, the other day in the paper, they had an article that, I want to say, like, the, maybe not the Indian ambassador, but somebody high up in here, like, trying to develop relationships with Korea from India, is pushing Indians as
Heard this one.
Oh, yes, I read about that, yeah.
Yeah, because he said it's important for Koreans to learn world English, and like, well, crap, a lot of schools don't even want to hire Australians.
Yeah,
you
really.
Know?
Yeah.
let them work on the world English of, you know, the seven major English-speaking countries first.
Yeah.
You know? Well, but if that ever happens,
I think... That is legitimate. There is a world English out there. Yeah.
Well, their argument was, well, you know, the Indians will work cheaper, which they will. And
accept more crap.
Yeah, but then it's like, yeah, but, well, one, our role just isn't here to teach English. We're to try to teach them to speak English in front of whiteys, right? You know, that we have that function as well, that we get them used to being in a room with a whitey, and they all have to speak English
to
the
whitey. Yeah, we have one quit this week because he was scared of being near foreigners.
Yeah, So, I mean, that's, and most of the parents are like, well, I don't want my kid to go to, you know, a university in India. I want him to go to Harvard, yep. You know. And, I mean, good luck, mothers. Yes. Your kid's eating paper. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't know enough not to eat his handouts. I don't think he's Harvard material or even Seoul National University material. But keep on dreaming, you know. You know, but, yeah. So it's like, you know, I mean, that's not their vision, right? I want him to be speaking English to the people he'll be speaking English to in Harvard, which will end up being Indians anyways. But, you know, and but that's, the parents aren't looking so much at that bottom line. Oh, Hagwon cheaper, you know. They're looking at like, oh,
it's all about how it looks. It always is.
Yeah.
The selling the dreams kind of thing.
You know, they've got a lot of Filipino wives here, and, you know, they speak English.
Yeah,
and, you know, back when I was, now I'm starting to look for people again to teach, but my other job, when I actually was the manager, we would occasionally get Filipinos applying, but of course, you know, the owner didn't want Filipinos.
Oh, no.
We have Filipino. Oh my God, Filipino.
Do you remember the one time, yes, a Hispanic guy came by to interview, and she came in, the owner came in the back with me and said, he's brown.
Really?
Can he speak okay? And that was fine because we ended up hiring him, but found out later that he didn't have a degree, so we had to turn him down the next day.
I always love that. Yeah.
Hey, kids, go because we went through.
I said, yeah, that's okay. He can speak. He's brown, but you know, he can speak English. She goes, okay, and so she goes and interviews him, but she doesn't ask him if he has a degree. So it's more important that whether or not he was, what his color was, than whether or not he had a degree.
Right. Yeah, my first.
I felt really bad because he came. He thought he had the job. He broke down in tears.
Yeah. Oh no!
Oh, it was horrible. I feel horrible.
He's got to know when the visa requirement.
But I should have. You know, I should have caught that right away. I should have.
Oh, did he have it on his resume? Or did he have it?
I looked on his resume and I'm like, I looked at that a little closer after he left. You know about that because I was too busy in class to really do a good interview with them, so I left it with her. All she wanted me to do was speak with him for a little while to see if his English was good because he's brown. I gave him the English approval, and I said the guy was really cool. He's a great guy, and I just felt really bad that after he left, it occurred to me to look at his resume. And, oh crap!
Really?
You know, because I'm the only one who thought it occurred. I'm the only person who was thinking about the legal. You know, you have to legally get a teacher. You have to, you know.
Right.
Make sure someone has a degree before we should even try to interview the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty vague on the thing.
Yeah.
And then I asked him the next day, and he said no.
Yeah, my first school, because I'm from Louisiana, they really, 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 really wanted a color photo of me before they would send me the contract.
Oh, they have. You know, they also have to talk to you on the phone.
Oh no, they didn't. They didn't care about talking to me on the phone. They needed a color photo. Because I was like, I can back you a picture of me, and no, we need a color photo. And of course, when I got here, I found out it was because one of the directors had lived in North Carolina, and she knew that, you know, Louisiana is like 50% black, and so, you know, there was a big fear.
Yeah.
I noticed in this job ad, there's a line, good time to call you. Wait, which occurs to me, what you should do is, you should think, what is a good time to call, and then go on a website and find out what that time is in Korea, and then actually give them the time to call you in Korean time.
Yeah, that would best.
So like, because if you say 2 p.m., they might think, 2 p.m., and then call you at 2 p.m., which might be, you know, 3 a.m. for you.
You should go on and actually don't have them do the math. You do the math for them. You figure out what time it is in Korea.
Yeah.
If you're overseas right now, find out what time it is in Korea and tell them the Korean time to call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And clearly state that it's Korean time.
Yeah.
in case they should be proactive enough.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
All right. That's our show. Jennifer Cotizel.
The 19th, which I believe is next Saturday, should be next Saturday.
All right.
Is the idea sharing workshop.
All right.
As I said, a good time is always had by all. You can go to the website, www.kotesol.org, and get a map. If you click on Soul Chapter, it has a map that will lead you straight to us.
And Joe, when's what's coming up with the Crit Herald? There's the
I just turned
Warner
in,
page.
Yeah, my page, my article comes out on Wednesday. So if you're listening to this, if you're listening to this podcast, get in the time machine, go back a few days.
Yes, exactly, because it might come out on Friday. Right? Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, but after that, it should be my article should be like every other Wednesday.
Do they run that online, or is it just...
Yeah, they do it online, too.
Okay, you can find it online. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to look for it online, and I couldn't find it online.
But the meta version's in the paper, and eventually, once everyone turns in their mug shots, we're all going to have our pictures run next to our articles.
Yeah. I used to write that column for the Toronto paper, And the paper had a sort of a big campaign where they're like all their columnists were on bus ads.
Oh.
All right. And then I noticed my girlfriend at the time, whenever we were out on the street, something was really bothering her. And she couldn't figure out what was bothering her. And then finally she's like, Carl, you do that column, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, I noticed all the columnists for the newspaper, their pictures going to be, the pictures on the ads. I'm like, yeah. Well, if they run your ad, if they run an ad with you, you're going to smile, right, for the picture. Because her mother will see it. And your mother would be like, your boyfriend, he just never smiles, does he? There he is on the side of a bus and doesn't smile. How can I tell anybody? She had one of those kind of mothers, So I'm like, no, well, I'm the least important person there, so I don't think they're going to waste any, photographer or ad space on me for buses.
Wouldn't that be cool if they did do bus ads for us and I get to, I want to do an ad with Chunji on. And
But that's one of the things here, right, is that, you will be on a bus. Good chance that you might be on a bus one day, a bus ad here, right?
Yeah.
Or your face will be like five stories high
I'm
on the side of a
building. Scared with my EBS thing comes popping up there.
Yeah, exactly. So you really do have to sort of think about those things.
It might get popped up. I walk into the main EBS building and they had the special section off in the lobby where they have everyone's picture blown. Yeah, my picture's not up there, but they have they actually have cardboard cutouts of the other guys. I'm like, oh my gosh. Hilarious. So I'm sure those guys don't know that they have cardboard cutouts made of them all over the place.
See, you know you've arrived in Korea when your picture is on socks. For the longest time I would see these socks. I'm like, who is that chick? And then finally, I asked my friend, I'm like, who's that chick on socks? And she's like, oh, that's Yeon Sama. It wasn't even a chick. It wasn't even a guy. It was
Bae Young Jun.
Yeah, Bae Young Jun. The guy from,
Well, the guy originally from Winter Sonata.
Winter Sonata.
And now in the other show that just finished with really nice production values, then he looks more and more like Michael Jackson every day. He is. That is one of the most feminine looking guys.
Yeah. I have a friend, and she looks just like Yeon Sama. Whenever I go by the Lotte duty free, remind me about duty free. Whenever I go by Lotte duty free, there's pictures of Yeon Sama, and it's always like Japanese women like doing the peace sign, posing in front of that the Yeon Sama photo at the Lotte duty free. But then,
I would go nuts if I met him. I'd want a picture with him too. I mean, pretty big star.
They're taking pictures with the picture.
Yeah,
right?
They're taking pictures with the picture. Yeah. But I'm just thinking, here I'm trashing the guy, but shoot, I would drop if he was in here. I go, oh, can I get your autograph? I would still be quite the.
Well, I'll tell anybody that asks about the time I had dinner with Cagney and Lacey's boss.
And I told you about the party I went to with the Scorpions chiropractor.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And I watched a movie with Jackie Chan. He sat in front of me.
Let's go back here. Al Waxman. I taught him how to eat Korean food. Okay. It's a long story. But anyway.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. But, yeah. So,
those brushes with fame stories are always funny. Yeah. You know.
But you're my friend. But I don't know how to break it to her. I'm like.
She looks like Bae Young Jin.
Selena, you are very beautiful. You look just like Yon Samba.
Well, he has beautiful hands. Yeah. Very, very soft hands. I'm seriously, on my website, I did a picture of him next to a picture of Michael Jackson. They look very, very alike. Of course, Eunjong thinks I'm blasphemous for even suggesting. He does not look like Michael Jackson. He does not. God. Impossible.
Are either of you guys...
Really? If you don't know who... if you don't know who that guy is and you look at him for the first time, you're going to think, yeah, it's Michael Jackson with a little more plastic surgery.
Are either of you guys on Second Life?
I tried that for 1 week.
Yeah.
That was... horrible.
Yeah, I went to a Cotiso workshop that was explaining like academic applications, and because I thought it'd be something interesting, and seriously, like
it looked like the next big thing.
1 minute into the presentation, I was like, I would have to quit my job and go get a degree in computer science just to be able to get started on it. So
it's just gambling, porn, and Christians getting together to do dance parties.
Yeah. I was like listening to this podcast.
But Eamon Bach had a Second Life.
Oh, did he?
Area.
I was listening to a podcast called Econ Talk, and they're talking about the economics of these online games.
Wow, that sounds like a great podcast.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh god, I've reached the age where I'm like taking game advice from economists. Those economists make this game sound so cool. I went there and I'm just like, I can't figure this out.
It's so boring.
What is this?
What's the point?
It's IRC, but with like pretty graphics and.
Honestly, I actually worked one of those many .coms.
All right.
Startups. I actually worked for a company that was working on something exactly like that.
Oh god.
And it was started by this guy who was one of the founders of Atari. One of the guys who came with the JPEG.
Not Nolan Bushnell.
Yeah, one of the guys who came with the JPEG thing too.
Oh really?
Yeah. But that went nowhere. I mean, I was a flash designer for them. That went nowhere. But it sounds like it's weird because that was the exact same thing. But this guy seemed to have a better idea of an economic model than the Second Life people did.
The academic thing was that like you could have virtual classrooms there.
Yeah, but so
good. But it was like, okay, so you have to create an avatar for yourself. And if you're the teacher, you've got to create one that's like, professional looking, like you can't have one of the crazy.
And you have to have your students wander through all these little gambling and porno buildings before you go to the classroom.
The kids will go.
And then sometimes
themselves.
They'll get stuck up with the Christian dance parties. You think I'm joking? There's so many. You go in and there are people dancing together and go, "Hi, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Come dance with us."
It was like the office. They had a. One episode of The Office, Dwight. He's into Second Life, but I did visit the various Korean sites.
Yeah.
It just nothing.
I went there and there was just no one there.
Nothing made sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I was like, this seems like a lot of work because you could have like, an online whiteboard and you can have like the. A conference call kind of thing.
You can do
thing.
That all with Skype.
Yeah, you can do it all with Skype. With absolutely zero learning curve.
Yeah.
And you just turn it on and you're there. Because like the second life stuff,
I can't get my guy to stop flying. He's just flying everywhere. Hello, how are you? What?
How do we get rid of the torch? You got to pick up a torch at the beginning of the game. Or not even the game, whatever, the stupid thing. And they're like, how do I get rid of the torch? I can't get rid of the damn torch.
I'm flying. Hold on, I'll figure out how to come back down and say hi.
All right. Duty free. Thank you. Yeah, I read an article. Korea is going to close down their duty free shops.
No.
Shock yes. and horror.
No. I'm serious. No, because we're planning on going to duty free to finally buy Eunjung's Louis Vuitton bag.
Well, they're going to close down most of them. Basically, if the duty free has like less. More than 50% of sales are to Koreans, then the duty-free will have to shut down.
Oh, because that kind of kills the premise of it.
Yeah, exactly. But then
we
got to
go quickly.
Who do they think are buying at the duty-free shops?
The Japanese.
Besides the Japanese.
No, really. I mean, Eunjung was a Japanese tour guide. Oh, right. That's what they did. That's what she did was take him to the duty-frees and to all the hawkers, the ginseng honkers.
Tour in quotes. Tour meaning shopping guide?
Sort of. And also, she also, there are always the dirty Japanese guys are looking to hook up with Viagra and Korean hookers.
Okay.
She hated her job. It's so bad. It's bad enough to have to speak another language all day.
So your girlfriend speaks Japanese?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And so she went from being Japanese tour guide to English teacher. And every time she complains about working at the Hagwon, I say, do you want to go back to being a Japanese tour guide? And she's, her opinion of Japanese tourists is not too high. But her opinion of Korean tourists isn't too high either, because she once took a Korean tour through China. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that ever again. And I'm like, why? She goes, because kimchi in China is horrible.
My friend, friend Selena, the one who looks like Yon-sama, she speaks Japanese. She's from Busan, so you almost kind of got to speak Japanese if you're from Busan. And her niece and nephew, they both are fluent in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So they when they talk to her, they speak Japanese to her to practice their Japanese. But they still refer to her as emo.
Does she listen to The Cure?
What's that?
Does she listen to The Cure?
Well,
Morrissey?
Emo, in Korean, emo is, aunt, my sister's sister, emo.
Okay.
Yeah. But then but if they're speaking in Japanese and they're calling her emo, in Japanese, emo is potato. So they're actually kind of calling her potato.
That's great. Yeah.
The last week's podcast was uber late, but as I had to do the writing tests for the that job I'm applying for with the bank.
Oh, how's that going along?
I thought I did really well on the writing tests.
What kind of questions?
No, just basically like you get crap from a translator and you have to sort of massage the English, Just it looked like pretty real world stuff. So I handed that stuff in.
When are you gonna find out?
Oh, who knows?
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. So just keeping the listeners up to date on possible. But Jennifer, you might try to extend the podcast beyond. Oh, so before you came, Joe, I was sort of trying to show Jennifer a little bit of the production side.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it'd be the same without you.
Well,
you're kind of irreplaceable.
Oh, Jennifer, you're too funny to let the. To give up on the world. But I'm not saying you should do it like every week, but you should even just, you have Skype?
I do.
Find somebody on Skype. There's ways you can do it on Skype.
You can do it on Skype.
Yeah. Joe, you have Skype?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. You got, Joe, you're a smart guy with the technological
Yes,
stuff.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go. You two, you don't.
Actually have a production degree. Yeah.
Jesus, wow. You guys, you don't need me. Yeah, after I met Jennifer, hook up. You don't even, because you're in Bundang and he's in Ansan.
Do Skype,
Anyang.
Lots of podcasts are done on Skype.
Yeah, exactly.
But some of them sound really crappy.
But you can make them sound good. Yeah. You can make them sound, it depends on your microphone.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Well, there is a way that you,
You've seen the movies I've done.
But what's the way you record your own audio and Joe records his own audio and then the audios are merged?
No, you can do that. No, Skype. I have programs that you can record off of Skype.
All right.
I legally bought them. Yeah.
Well, what are the podcast hosts in your Skeptic's Guide to the Universe? Apparently that's what they do, is they all do it on Skype, but they all sound like they're in one studio together, like the voice quality.
Well, because it is. It really basically is just microphones, and it just depends on the quality of your microphone. There's a special microphone you can buy that's like a studio quality microphone if you want to spend that much money. But really, a lot of the ones I listen to sound very professional, and it's really just got people on headsets.
Yeah. There's a way to do it. Because if you don't do it, Jennifer, people will corner you at Cotiso conferences, and instead you'll be like the guy. You're like the guy who canceled Star Trek, Jennifer. You're like that.
Okay. Take the writer's strike.
Right. In the Korean EFL community, at the Cotiso conferences, you'd be like, you canceled Star Trek. Sorry, Jennifer. Every time you think you get away, they pull you back.
Yeah.
When people start coming back and quoting stuff from episodes, that's when I'll know.
There you go. So if you want the podcast to continue with Jennifer and Joe, J&J, then
J&J.
Then corner Jennifer at the Cotiso conferences. Some crying, some groveling, free food, things like that. Are those good too? Gifts. Think gifts.
Just an occasional email.
But not the cheese home run bowl.
No.
Yeah. All right. www.gokorea.info or gokorea@gmail.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.